I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics, and we are at the Gateway Film Center.
We're talking about cinematographers today.
Yeah.
Great cinematographers out there. If you look it up, if you do it, you can get lists of 50. And every one of them, you look at the films they've done, you say, of course, that's a great cinematographer. So we can't do that today. Yeah. For instance, Raoul Coutard is the cinematographer for New Wave Breathless. He's the one who really introduced the handheld camera in the case of, for instance, the Robert Burks, whom nobody has heard of, did Hitchcock movies, North by Northwest, Rear Window. Most often, the director is credited.
And yeah, with how the film looks.
Yes, cinematographers have been called the director's best friend.
Sure. Well, because they're most responsible for realizing the director's vision and establishing the tone. On a different day, given different conditions, how do they make it look one way? The cinematographer's best friend is the lighter, is the lighting guy.
And of course,
girl.
Yeah. Here's one when I knew that there probably weren't any Americans who were cinematographers. Vilmos Zsigmond.
Now, I know that name from some Woody Allen movies.
And he has done, most famously, and he's certainly the color in the natural lighter, his keynote.
Okay.
But the big one for him is Close Encounters.
Wow.
But you see
his name.
He's
talking about that Western landscape.
Yes,
see, I mean,
exactly.
It's no mistake that Spielberg ends that story in John Ford territory.
Tak Fujimoto.
Yeah, Tak Fujimoto. I know that.
Okay. And everybody knows that Badlands is in large part cinematography. Ratcheted up.
Badlands, the Terrence Malick film?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was shot by that guy?
Yeah.
Tak Fujimoto? Because
yeah.
the story behind Days of Heaven, John, Terrence Malick only wanted to shoot during magic hour.
You know what magic hour is? I've heard that, yes.
Magic hour is the hour from like the hour where the sun is either rising or setting, where it's perfectly low in the sky, casting that impossibly orange, golden, amber glow on everything. It takes sometimes to 2 to 3 hours to set up one shot, so imagine having a limited window of opportunity.
Well, and for your cinematographer, Conrad Hall, he is as well known for perfecting the idea of light hitting the lens, which everybody thought was a mistake. He's very in dirty film, as they call it. He took those mistakes.
The lens flare.
Yes, exactly. And one of his great films, Conrad Hall, is Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah, wow, that's right.
And when you think about the beautiful photography in that one, riding the bicycle.
And think about what he's doing there, which he's playing with the old photographs that had that sort of amber tint.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
He comes in and out of that, especially in the beginning. If you remember, that opening sequence is all shot in that overly romanticized amber tint, and then they start playing cards and the color fades in.
Exactly. In a more contemporary way, what got us going, I think, on this topic, recently in Transcendence, Wally Pfister was the director, but he had been most famous for The Dark Knight.
Well, yeah,
movies.
He was Christopher Nolan's cinematographer.
Exactly, yeah.
And yet he spun off and made this really garbage, wretch-inducing film, Transcendence.
The point, exactly, but that when he tried to be a director, it didn't work out.
The opposite story. Barry Sonnenfeld was the Coen brothers' cinematographer. Barry Sonnenfeld shot Miller's Crossing, Raising Arizona, Barton Fink, and then branched off and started directing his own films, most notably Get Shorty. And Barry Sonnenfeld had quite a commercially successful run for a while.
And one topic that we have to cover right now, before the show ends, Alan Kuras is one of the only female cinematographers. We're doing this for Elizabeth, our attorney from Boston, who wants to be very careful about our keeping things equal.
Eternal Sunshine of Spotless Mind.
Right, okay. Men have dominated this field.
Interesting. You know, I feel like we're really doing a disservice to this topic because you can really, get very esoteric very quickly. We should really maybe have a second
part, where
we have somebody who knows about cinematography, especially contemporary. I mean, that's great. All right. Well, let's get a cinematographer in here.
All right, let's do that. I know
a couple.
Yeah, I know you do.
All right, we'll do that. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes are online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.